بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Just a mudhakara for ourselves, the niyat. As we mention every week, we discuss these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala should strike a chord within the heart, within the mind, within the brain. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful name we are discussing, the witness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, is all informed of the seen, unseen, the ghaib, the hadir, the zahir. Allah is muhitum bi'ilmi. Allah encompasses everything within the universe. Allah is all knowledgeable. When we hear these names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it should impress upon our mind and our heart. Like how we hear in dunya terms, that person is a CA, that person is a specialist, that person is so and so. The impression we get on the mind is an IT specialist. When you hear the name specialist, this specializing or specialist, Allah is a specialist of all specialists. There are certain signs that He knows of dunya, that too where it came from. Where did the science come from? The knowledge of that, where it came from. All knowledge belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But how this title has now impressed the mind? That he has a certain degree, certain qualification, and he has an impression how we meet the person after that. How we meet him, and we're keeping this in mind, that he has this qualification, right? And commonly we hear he's in this bracket. Now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we hear the name of Allah. Allah has all knowledge emanates from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sciences, funoon, whatever it may be, all comes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is how we should think. Ya Allah, you are beyond all these accolades and all these titles. When he comes to ulama fraternity, he's a qazi, he's a mufti, he's a qari. Oh subhanallah, he's a qazi, he's a judge. And how if daktur, he has now the qualification of being a daktur. So all these titles, how he impresses on the mind. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, look at the titles of Allah, the sifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This should create in our heart, ya Allah, all this is nothing, fades into non-existence before my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this, we discuss the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond and way above the entire makhluk and creation. How we get impressed by creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifat and quality should impress us so much that we don't forget the entire week. That Allah is all informed, Allah knows what is happening. That all knowledge belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unseen, the thoughts. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا. Whatever you hide within your bosom, whatever you make apparent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed. Allah ta'ala knows about it completely. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورِ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنِ وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ. Oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb, you know very well whatever we conceal, whatever we make apparent. Nothing is hidden from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For this consciousness to come upon me, to get out of this ghaflat and unmindfulness. The unmindfulness is killing the ummah right now. To become just unmindful of qabr, to become unmindful of akhirat, just forget. Do not discuss it also. Now with the exam period, it's only about exam, exam, exam. When youngsters come for dua also, says, Mustaf, make dua right in exam. Say, Allah Ta'ala give you fikr of your final exam more than the fikr you have for this exam. The fikr we have right now, Allah Ta'ala give us the fikr of our real examination on the day of Qiyamah. How that fikr of exam takes away the sleep also. Even the mother sleep, the father sleep. Wakes up middle of the night, he's still studying. Has to achieve, has to achieve. What about he has to achieve in the qabr, in the akhirat? There also he must fly. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib beautifully explains this ayat. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. Remember the time when the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tested Ibrahim. بِكَلِمَاتٍ, with different types of tests and examinations. From the time he was young, with the looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, looking at the stars, at the moon, at the sun, said, my Rabb, not my Rabb, not my Rabb. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَيْلُ رَعَىٰ كَوْكَبَىٰ. When the night came, then he saw the stars. Maybe this is my Rabb. But that too vanished, disappeared. Then the sun appeared, then the night came. That my Rabb. Finally, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Then I turn my entire existence to the one that created the skies and the earth. Completely cutting off from everything else, from everything that will destroy yaqeen and iman, I cut off completely. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I attribute nothing to Allah, subscribe no partners to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala whatsoever. That test too he passed, left his father also. And then thrown into the fire, tested by Namrud, how many tests? And then with his young wife also, leave Ismail, leave Hajar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, leave them a baytullah, nothing there. Ghayri di zar'in, uncultivated, barren land, hardly any food, hardly any water, that too depleted. All his tests in old age. Then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the time we tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with all these tests. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Our beautiful tarjumah Hazrat makes in just our language. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors. Every test he just flew through it. Everything was Allah. Even if he was flying, they catapulted him into the fire. What a blazing fire. At that moment also, when the malaika came, Ibrahim, shall we help you? Did Allah send you? No, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. That youngster has to learn this, writing the exam also. This really is a fake exam. The real pass is in the qabr on the day of qiyamah. If I can be spurred so much to write this exam, the fikr, the concern, the entire family put together, and the tuition, non-stop, and everything else, whole family is involved, that he has to pass the extra tuition, we'll pay the fees, don't worry about it, he has to achieve it. Only this fikr will come for akhirat. Then, oh my better, you'll go in the qabr also. I will go separate qabr, you'll go separate qabr. Wife will go separate qabr also. You will have to answer your own exam paper. I'll have to also answer my own exam paper. That unmindfulness has to come out from us. This consciousness that we are the slaves of Allah, ya Allah, we live for you. When we're eating supper tonight also, when I'm picking up the luqma and the food, morsel of food, not to become unmindful, ya Allah, I'm eating this to make your ibadat. I'm going to sleep, ya Allah, to be recharged, to wake up to make your ibadat. Everything is for Allah. My sleeping for Allah, my eating for Allah, relieving myself for Allah, everything I'm doing for Allah. The connection has to come. Otherwise, we're falling into ghaflat, negligence, unmindfulness, planning things which are far from the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this consciousness has to come within us, to be conscious of my Allah, the power of my Allah, the beauty of my Allah, the knowledge of my Allah. That Allah is all away. When this yaqeen will come, then to obey the command of Allah doesn't become easy, becomes pleasurable. I want to please my Allah. Because everything is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how it will happen, from where it will happen, how Allah ta'ala will give it, of which quarters. So everything is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This one incident we had now recently in Gaza, where there's so much of poverty at one time, now also famine. Where the certain family, how the consciousness of Allah ta'ala is there in all the devastation also. Hadn't eaten for maybe months. Some humanitarian aid came, some canned food, etc. And the family is there, and then he sees the canned food, tonight we'll enjoy. Tonight we'll have some food after months, finally. And late at night, he hears a knock on the door, opens the door, his friend is there with the wife and family, we're starving. Something to eat, it is a cup of tea or something. So he gives him a cup of tea, whatever he has, but his friend's eyes fall upon the few cans of food, whatever it was. So he comes to his heart, ya Allah, you sent it, I'll give it to him. Then you think of the lives of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. How did this give away? It's happening today in this time, the consciousness of deen. Myself, we hide it on corner somewhere, nobody must see it. Before that guest left, he gave it to him. That whole parcel, he gave it to him. I said, how you give everything away? He said, Allah Ta'ala put it in my heart. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will replace it. Has to be for the pleasure of Allah. Middle of the night, he has a knock on the door. Then these were aid workers. They could only operate in the deadness of the night, unnoticed. And they brought parcels and parcels of food. 10 times what he gave. See, Allah, how you feed? Within the night already, Allah said, ya Allah, you're all knowing, all informed. Allah is all informed, what heart he gave it with. He felt the poverty, tonight we're going to sleep hungry. Allah sent it before daybreak, before dawn also broke out. Allah Ta'ala sent it for him. Conscious of Allah, my Allah will do it, my Allah did it, Allah is doing it.
All do is obey by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is shaheed, Allah is witnessing, Allah is all informed. So everything we see around us should take our mind towards Allah Ta'ala. Like how the poet says, "Fi kulli shayin lahu ayatun tadullu ala anna wahidun." That in everything is a sign which points to the fact that He is one. That Allah is controlling everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme controller. So thereafter, Hazrat says, the shape of a walnut is similar to that of a head. See how they find Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah. That even in the walnut also, it doesn't just stop there. But Allah, He made a certain shape. Why was it like this? What is the secret behind it? They're looking, they're searching. When they find Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, He said, the shape of a walnut is similar to that of a head, and it's not similar to the brain. This formation lends support to the fact that this is specially beneficial for the brain. Hakim say that also. When you find the nuts Allah Ta'ala has made, even the goat especially, they say, certain parts of the goat, the person eats it, is good for his body, that certain part. Obviously you have the haram parts of the body you can't consume. Weakness in the neck, have the neck of the goat. Weakness in the tongue, have the tongue of the goat. So certain these Hakims will tell you also, Allah Ta'ala has kept these things within the makhluq for our benefit. There's manafi', there's benefit, but an ama khalaqaha. لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءُ مَنَافِعُ. Allah Ta'ala said, the cattle, the animals, small cattle, large cattle, we made for you. In there you'll find warmth, and you'll find benefit also. And insan is still researching, how much more benefit, how much more benefit. They're still finding and finding and finding. So here is mentioned that the shape of a pistachio is like that of the heart, and its nut has been shown to be beneficial for the heart. The pomegranate appears to be full of blood, and is therefore beneficial for the heart and the liver. The color of berries indicate that they are beneficial for the liver. The shape of the apple indicates that it gives strength to the heart, as there is iron in it. Thus it helps the blood, it helps build blood cells, and by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it benefits the stomach and liver. The awliya see Allah Ta'ala in everything. We just eat the fruit. We don't see anything beyond that. They see Allah Ta'ala in the walnut, in the pistachio. What are you looking at the cover out of it? Quickly clean it up, you need to eat. They see Allah Ta'ala in everything, the taste of it, Allah, how you? And they look at beyond that also. But then subhanAllah, how he explains, he says, even the guava we are enjoying right now, juicy guava, one bite, two bites, three bites, very delicious. Import mal, where this came from? And how he enjoys. And then after the fourth bite, you see a worm coming out from this. Inna billahi. How many worms already eaten now? This is dunya. This is dunya. He did it bismillah also. And when he comes to the end of the guava, doesn't know where the pit is before he knows it. Now he put on the pit. The enjoyment he had so far is lost. Now his teeth are paining. Hit the pit of it, the seed inside. As I said, in Jannat, subhanAllah, every taste will be sweeter than the previous one. As you eat, it just increases and increases and increases. This subhanAllah, this is amazing. And then when you come to the seed, the put of it, and a person will come to the put, that will be the climax of enjoyment. As this is from there, the put will burst open, hur will come out. Say, subhanAllah, where did you come from? That will be the climax of enjoyment. So dunya is just a taster. This taste of akhirah, that we get so involved, we don't see Allah Ta'ala in anything. With the awliya of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they enjoying the pleasures of Jannah in dunya already. What they enjoy in this world, you can't enjoy in akhirah. The enjoyment of Allah's muhabbat, eating the fruits, eating food, and thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with the relish, ya Allah, the taste you put, and how you put the taste, and the wife, how she cooked it, how she was so particular. The salt was measured, and the saffron was measured, and everything was according to measurement. But we just eat. Heart is not there, the mind is not there, just eating. No purpose whatsoever. That's why ulama say that insan also, if he doesn't have the ma'rifat of Allah, then he falls under certain categories of animals also. Like how you have the cows. The cow, entire life is just eating. He has the cud in his mouth, carrying on eating. Gives birth to a calf also. Doesn't bother much about the calf. The calf wants to have milk, but run behind the mother. Some insan just like that, running behind the calf, carrying on. children are there, wife is there, carry on. He did anything, I'm around. I'm around, but he's just working, he's carrying on. Aimlessly, really. Just carrying on his life day to day. There's no purpose in life, no goal, where I'm going to go, build my akhirat. Build my akhirat, Allah wants your wealth and He wants your health and your life. So, he'll just benefit himself, whatever he can benefit, whoever wants to benefit, they'll cling on to him and life will continue. Then we have those that live on others for their benefit. Like how we have the cat family, the carnivores. They prey on others for their benefit. Then you have insan also. There's tarbiyat not made, islah is not made. Then you find his behavior in the workplace. I'm going to make it at all cost. Whatever I tell the staff, I don't care about that. As long as I make it, doesn't matter where they stay, how they're coming out, where they're sick. There's no empathy in the heart of humanity. To feel some pain that he's working for me, think about him also. Give him work freely also. Make him happy. He's also a human being. His dua is also accepted. And his curse also is effective. Although being a non-Muslim, if the zulam upon the non-Muslim worker, definitely his curse will reach the perpetrator. There's no hijab, there's no parda, there's no veil between his dua of the Muslim and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And his dua also accepted. If you're kind to him, give him a little bit extra. He'll pray for you, his dua is accepted. Allah will give you the barakat in it. Then you have a third category, is the reptiles. That they have others for no benefit. Some insan come to that low level also. That low level, they harm themselves also, harm their families also, harm their wives, their children, extended family for no benefit, just evil. And now to become evil has become cool also. So insan, his tarbiyat is not made, then his life comes out like this, doesn't see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in anything. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls towards tawheed, belief in His oneness, proving that the only being truly worthy of worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship is not only salah. Worship is our entire life. Does it make this point also? Since we don't say Islam is a religion. Islam is not a religion. When you use the word religion, nowadays, then it's like how you have Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism. These are religions. What do you mean? It's confined to certain place, certain time. It's a religion. Whether synagogue, whether church, whether temple, today is church day, today is temple day. So in that place now, then they adhere to their religion. Beyond that, they're free. There's no rules, no regulations, whether they want to follow or don't follow. It's just a religion. Deen Islam is a way of life. From birth to death, beyond that also, from the time we wake up in the morning to the time we sleep, every step for a mu'min, there's some teaching. You cannot become unmindful. Removing socks also, how to take out socks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he put on his sandals, was right leg first, then left leg. When he would take out left leg, then right leg. Socks is same also. Left leg, then right leg. You see so many visitors come in the masjid, they don't, maybe they got two right legs and two left legs. But just take out. Unmindful. Do it the right way, 100 shaheed, minimum. They want to get revived the sunnat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, fattabi'uni. Just taking out socks only. Allah say, I love you, you did it the right way. Entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, which leg? Every single moment for a believer is ibadat. Is ibadat, he's making his akhirat. But if he becomes unmindful, then he's just whiling his life, whiling his life away. Akhirat for these moments, then he will regret, ya Allah, how these moments pass him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all this improve that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly worthy of worship all alone. Once a delegation from the people of Makkah Muharramah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, who is your witness? Who is your witness for the claim that you make that you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have not found anyone testifying that you are a messenger, even though we have launched a full investigation with the Jews and the Christians. The following verse was then revealed, قُلْ شَيْءٍ قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً قُلِ اللَّهُ. See, whose testimony can be greater than that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whose testimony can be greater than that of Allah? Allah testifies that I am His Rasul. There's no makhluk that we need. that is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being whose control lies the entire universe, along with being able to benefit or harm. This comes in the heart, my dear brothers. How many youngsters ask, just qualified, I'm here for a job interview, very lucrative, they give me a very good pay. I went to a Muslim company, they wasn't so lucrative. Here, the certain company doubled the pay. I said, mashallah, very good. Just one clause they have there, that no sunnat beard and no sunnat dressing. I'm considering it. Inna Allah. Who's the controller? Rosie is from Allah. But these are looking more rosie than that company. Sustenance from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Here the Muslim company doesn't look so lucrative, but no, there's no female staff, the segregation is namaz time, but they pay me half only. But here I'm considering now. But what about the beard? We'll see, inshallah. But now, right now, I really need the job. I really need the job. Because I want to get married, oh, I am married, so I prepare to compromise. Here, Hazrat says, Allah is that being whose control lies, in whose control lies the entire universe, along with being able to benefit or harm. He can't do anything. But I got so much yaqeen that he'll pay my rent, that he'll run my home, from here I'll get my salary, from here I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. That is why the effort of iman of la ilaha illallah. When the temptation is there, we're going to say, La ilaha illallah. Allah says, He said that. How Allah will open the doors, barakat will open up. The way it will happen, Allah will show him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ جَعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who fears Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will open the way for him. And conversely, Allah says, the person doesn't fear Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, then, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ جَعَلَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. The person who has fear of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will make all his matters easy for him. Minus taqwa, there's no makhraja. Allah will close the doors. Minus taqwa, it won't be yusra, it will be usra. Allah will make it difficult. Lucrative job, things are just difficult. Just not coming right, not settling right now. No taqwa. You remove the taqwa, you took out the beard, took out the topi, you took out. And you say, but it's not haram. But to wear other clothes is haram. Does Allah want to hear that? If the wife doesn't like a certain thing, it's out of the window. I don't like the chappal, I don't like the shoe, I don't like the topi, it's gone. If Allah Ta'ala says, makruh, not serious. Obviously, you won't get the gunah, it's only makruh, not serious it is. But makruh, disliked. If the wife dislikes, big problem. Leave the wife disliking, my dear brothers. Youngsters come to me, say, my fiancé, not even fiancé, not even proposed yet to. She doesn't like the certain color. She doesn't like that. Certain color, oh, she saw him somewhere wearing a certain thing, color doesn't suit you. Not even married to her, he won't wear it again. He won't wear it again. Haram relationship, he won't wear it again. Here Allah is saying, you're my slave, and you don't like. Then say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness between me and you. This reverse to those mu'ajizat and miracles and clear signs, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made apparent to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a truthful messenger. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the inhabitants of Makkah Muharram saying, أَإِنْ لَكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدَ قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed. And then after the testimony of Allah, Allah testified that this is my Rasul. Then after the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you testify that there is another deity with Allah? If this is so, then ponder over your end result. Say, He is only one deity and I am free from your shirk. And the above mentioned verses, Tawheed is clearly established and polytheism is clearly negated. This has to come. Sometimes our speech also entails some amount of shirk, as Hazrat mentioned on a very high level. And we mentioned this before as a reminder for myself, how we speak. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they were trained, how their heart was calling to Allah every single moment. Imagine the Sahabiya radiallahu anha, her son was ill, very sick, young boy. Husband returns after a long day from work, enters the house, makes salam, how's the child? He's a sukoon in peace. She dolled herself up, she fed him supper also, that night she satisfied his desire. And then, early part of the morning, then she tells him that somebody gives you a trust and amanat and they wish to take it back. Do you have any objection to it? Husband says, Amanat is given to you and the person wants it back, and he can take it whenever he wants to. Then she tells him, our Amanat of our son passed away last night. Allah has taken him back. What consciousness of Allah? What consciousness that she was still prepared to fulfill the rights of her husband although there was a janazah in the house? They lived for Allah. They lived for Allah, they breathed for Allah, they ate for Allah, they did for Allah, they lived for Allah, they died for Allah. The condition was alive, there was enjoyment in it. Everything was Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dispatched one time a small group of sahaba, Ihram radiallahu anhum, to assassinate a certain mushrik who used to insult Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And sahaba Ihram, long incident. Finally they got into the fort. It was pitch dark night. The sahaba radiallahu anhum entered the room and a certain king was asleep on his bed. Couldn't make out in the darkness where he was sleeping. So he called out his name. Sahaba Ikram, because of the taqwa, nur iman, Allah Ta'ala made the senses so sharp also. Made them so sharp. So when he called out the name of the king and he asked, who is there? He already put sense which corner of the room he was sleeping. He went to the corner and took out his spear and put it through the bed. And he killed him. As he left, he slipped down the stairs. He broke his leg. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he took out his imamah, he tied his leg, he got out of the fort. And he came back to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, how was it? The reply he gave, that Allah killed him. Allah killed him. What a dangerous situation it was. But then to Allah did it. I did nothing. Allah just gave me the ability. There was no pride. Everything was connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The tawheed is pumping in their heart. Consciousness of Allah. If this comes into my life, then I'll watch my speech, watch my actions. My wife will be particular also. Allah is all the way. Allah is controlling. Allah can do as He wants to. Whatever the command is, Allah, right now within my home, I'll fulfill it. When I'm leaving my home, how to leave the house, I'll fulfill the command of Allah. Allah wants me to leave the house like this, I will leave the house like this. By pleasing Allah, the entire creation become pleased. The person who makes salah, makes islah, and rectifies his connection between Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and himself, and Allah will rectify his connection between the whole makhluk and creation. But this consciousness has to come into my life. Every step, that is why, فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِ Allah says, look at your food. How I feed you? How I put you to sleep? It doesn't magical dust come in the eyes when you fall asleep. And if you can't fall asleep, you take all the medication, just start working out. Then the best ilaj is still in the path of Allah. Go in the path of Allah, send the halqa of ta'aleem, and mashallah, the sakina will come. Then the sakina and tranquility will come, and you see, I don't need medication. I need to leave all this tension. I don't need medication, I need to leave all this tension. And go in the path of Allah. That tension, that fikr, that huzn, that gham, and then this enjoyment also. To cry for the ummah is enjoyment, as I say. To cry in the love of Allah, to cry for the ummah is enjoyment. What kind of enjoyment? As I give the example, that in Bombay at the beach is to sell pineapple. Sometime over here I think they sell. Pineapple dipped in masala. So the person in Dubai goes shevara. And it's nice and hot, piri piri. So the person buys it and he's enjoying the pineapple, oh, the shevara is eating. And the tears are flowing down. Somebody sees Bichara, look at him. Why is he forcing himself to eat it? He finishes it, he says, right, have mercy upon yourself. Stop eating it. He says, now I'm going to buy a second packet now. You don't know how enjoyable this thing is. When you're tearing, you're crying. As I say, that's how you cry the love of Allah. Yeah, love this. The enjoyment going through my heart right now. Sitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying for the ummah, ya Allah, for this country, that country. The enjoyment that will go through the heart, I won't get anywhere else. This is only in the path of Allah, in the muhabbat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to understand. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last week we were discussing evil alliances and love affairs, the harms and the cures. And this has become a stark reality. These love affairs, evil glances, even married couples aren't safe now. Even married couples aren't safe. There's one message from an old flame. That was the flame of Jahannam, that is. But it catches the heart. How are you keeping? Long time, no communication. What you up to, what you making? Just shouldn't reply, block it immediately. But you just become like a normal just acquaintance, just a friend. We're just hanging out, nothing serious, drinking a coffee, we were in class together. And from, doesn't Allah Ta'ala know better? Doesn't Allah Ta'ala know better? Most of us have to understand also, doesn't Allah Ta'ala know what's best for you? The cover of the face, Allah knows that is best for you. But now I want to don up my face. I want to put the makeup and leave the house. I put the perfume, be attractive. Ma'ilat, mu'mi'ilat. I'm inclined to the opposite gender, make them inclined towards me also. Impress the masturat, all these are illnesses of the heart. And I don't feel I'm ill and sick, I'm okay. I will come right. It won't happen, there's an effort behind this. Even married couples aren't safe nowadays, from these evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cures. Sayyid Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, Allah Ta'ala addressed him. But understanding this illness that has gripped the ummah right now, especially with the health phone, everything is there. At one time we have to go out, and everything is coming to us. The messages, this platform, that platform. Now so many social media platforms block this, block that, somehow they'll contact. It's the illness. And we don't find the enjoyment in halal anymore. It has to be a haram relationship. Now there's a thrill. Now there's excitement. Because the iman has become tainted. Alladheena amanu wa lam yalbisu imanahum bi dhulmin. The quoted ayat that those people have iman. And the iman hasn't been tainted with sins, bi dhulmin. With darkness, with zulm, with injustice, with wrongdoing. The iman is pure. So they don't bring any gunas and sins with the iman. It's absolutely pure and clear. Ulaika lahumul amnu. Allah says, for them there'll be safety. The iman is pure. They make an effort of iman. Allah will give them aman, peace and safety. And they'll be rightly guided. They will be rightly guided. Ulaika ladina hadahum Allah. Fayukabi hudahum muqtadi. وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا Allah's promise. Obey Allah تبارك وتعالى and Allah will put you in hidayat. Automatically Allah will give you hidayat. وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا Allah will guide you. Disobey the command of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So here Hazrat says that when it comes to evil glances, what a deep poison this is that goes deep into the heart. Goes deep into the heart, whether it be a male, whether it be a female. Sometimes with the females is worse. It is longer, but when it grips the heart, it is very, very deep. Then what they say, lost love. Don't feel anything anymore. Don't feel anything anymore. We just lost it on the way. All the terms become which way, that way. We lost it on the journey. And now we can't find it. We can't get it back. Except all these things. We can't live together. All these things come. The journey of nikah is not an easy journey, as we say. It's not a bed of roses. Is a bit of thorns and a few roses. But it's enjoyment. We can plant more roses on the way as we go. If we bring deen into our life, then yes, we can cultivate, we can plant together and make it, mashallah, a beautiful journey in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that ponder about how the heart becomes ruined with the darkness of evil glances. That a person is looking and the poison is coming into the heart. So Thawi rahmatullah alayhi says, these evil glances are worse. Is najis, is napak, is haram. And uses the word is napak. How is it? Is napak, it's filthy, it's dirty. See, the evil glance is filthy, it's dirty, it's napak. How come it's napak and dirty and filthy? He says, the person doesn't go near feces and stool and urine. He says, it's filthy, it's dirty. Little put in his clothing, he says, I'm dirty. Little put in the bathroom here and say, be careful, it's filthy, it's dirty. Can't take the smell of it. Have special sprays also in the toilets. So he says worse than stool and urine are sins. Worse than the stench of it. The stench of it, the malaika can't tolerate it. Then as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, that person who's sitting right now viewing haram, looking at haram, and how he thinks he's enjoying himself right now. He says, in reality what he's doing, he's sitting there, I'm taking, reporting. What's he importing? He said, you should picture yourself involved in this thing. In a glass of urine and in a plate of stool. Looking at haram, I'm taking the stool and putting it in my nose, rubbing my face. Ah, so enjoyable. They think that urine drinking it, ah, this is something. He says, what do you mean? You're sitting in the gutter of food right now. And he said, wow, the enjoyment is here. Oh, so nice. But I'm drinking it and I'm rubbing it in my body. He said, oh, this is very enjoyable. This evil glass is worse than that urine, because that you can wash it off your body. But the haram poison got into the heart, how are you going to clean it? That's when you have to sit and make the dhikr of Allah, speak about Allah, make ilaj, remedy the heart. So there's an effort behind it. He said, this is the filth of dunya. The evil glances are the filth of dunya and sins. But a person begins to enjoy it. He begins to enjoy it. Like how they say, the itar farosh, itar wala. Perfume seller's daughter, she brought in perfume, oud and bukhur and musk and all the different fragrances. And then she got a proposal from the dabbagh's son, tanner. Those days, the old days, tanning used to do in the backyard. Look at the skins there, this stench to it. That was the job. For generations, we do tanning of skins. And she came now from a perfumed home. So the boy came, that's a perfume when he came, but then he can't hide the stench. They got the mechanic also. How much he washed his hand, the grease is still there. The grease is to shake his hands, he can feel it. So he came to the bush, he got married. And after a few months, father went to visit her at the in-law's house, and he took me the bumper, and said, oh, how my daughter is managing here? Ya Allah, couldn't take it. So when he sat with her, he said, Betty, how are you okay? Are you happy? How are they? Very happy. But how are you managing the smell? He said, what smell? He said, don't you, how can the stench, right? He said, no, I can't get the stench. When I came in the beginning, it was a little bit irritating. Now I can't smell it anymore. Became used to it. She became used to it. He was so sensitive, he said, no, I can't sit for long. I just give me salam and I'm leaving now. So ulama say in the same way, that the whole environment of intermingling, haram, no parda, we become so used to it, we don't feel the nur of iman is left the heart of it. Amal will do, but the nur of tawheed of iman, the muhabbat of Allah is gone. But I feel I'm safe, I'm okay. That is why you have to create the environment of deen. And the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will understand the heart is so sensitive now, this is not right. This is not right. We can't do things like this. This is not the sunnah. They're breaking the command of Allah. Command of Allah is supreme. So here Hazrat says the darkness goes away after a very long time of evil glances until one does not protect one's gaze continuously, even though one has the urge, the heart does not become clean. Evil glances lead to inclination, which leads to love. An impermissible love affair causes the destruction of this world as well as the year after. Everything is lost in just one makhluqa. The youngsters come, then prepare to leave the family, prepare to run away also. I say, one is the Khaliq, the creator of the universe. And one is a little one, little makhluq and creation that you've given your heart to. They block the eye of the heart and you can't see the creator also. Then that should become everything. We become everything. I'm prepared to give up Allah tabaraka ta'ala also. Evil glances gradually decrease the desire. Evil glances gradually decrease the desire to do acts of obedience and dhikr. This eventually leads to discarding these acts where one has an aversion for them that he can't. And then Hazrat says, all that aversion comes to amal. It is difficult to do amal because of sins. The story of a person now goes further and further and further away. To the extent that one of the ways to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is through the friends of Allah. There's an avenue here to get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But because of the evil glances, it keeps a person far away and further from the friends of Allah, but he's scared to go near also. He's scared to go near. When he's called Qudus Rahimullah, as you say, there's some people, they come for the majlis, but they make istilam. And they go home, you met the alim, that's why. Salam, he was very busy. Too many people there. So, but he came from so far, the foreign guest sometime. I saw him. Why? Because You see, some people, they're afraid to make salah because they feel once they make salah, then the sheikh will scan them. X-ray will take place. You know, it's like, see what I'm bringing behind the scenes, etc. The brother just say, far. I saw him, he saw me, nice and far. So we just keep it like that. Slowly, slowly. Years go like that. Years go like that. Don't come, doesn't come close. Doesn't come close, want to get close for the haram activities. And that is why Hazrat says, even before the program, even before the gust of, so make tawbah at that time, delete the app. Even for that program, delete the app, Ya Allah, I'm being clean. Delete the app, block the contact, get rid of the files, whatever it is, I'm here for program. As you see, give Allah Ta'ala a gap at least. Even if it be for 1 hour, even if it be for 2 hours, but delete it. And then I ask the brothers, if you delete it, or you give it up, what will happen? Now they don't know what answer to give. So I ask, what will happen? If you give it up, you give up the phone, or you give up the app, or you give up the haram relationship, what will happen? Finally, the thing they say, nothing, says Jazakallah. What will happen? Nothing. So let nothing happen. What are you afraid of? But they're not so good. You're dying. No enjoyment. What are you going to do with your night? Nighttime you'll be restless. How are you going to sleep? The mind is racing. What will happen? Nothing. Nothing happens. Put this being there. You're going to fall asleep. All of us, the most effective way to fall asleep is read a kitab. Pick up a kitab and before you finish half the page, already you go to sleep. The kitab will have a deep effect in it. On the cell phone, it will keep you awake. When the real hard copy kitab, they will put you to sleep. So he has to say, evil glances gradually decrease the desire for acts of obedience and dhikr. This eventually leads to discarding these acts. Some people see what you're making, Bola. I'm making zikr still. But how about zikr helping you? How much of shifa is in the dhikr that you are making? You can eat ice cream with the same spoon between pieces with. And the same spoon now you're using to eat ice cream. Is it befitting? You have to clean the spoon, wash it properly, but nobody will take that spoon very thoroughly. It was in the toilet. Although we wash it also, you have to wash the heart first. Wash the tongue properly. Now, mashallah, being a dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You say, I'm making dhikr still. I'm making Quran tilawah, and there's still sin in my life. And the post we send on the Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, many a person feel I have ta'aluk with Allah, connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I can feel the connection, but from the side of Allah, there's no connection. Because you are a barrier of sins there right now. But I am feeling something going through my heart. Whether it's istidraj, is it delusion, that I'm really feeling something that is going through my heart, I'm feeling close, sometimes I'm looking, I'm seeing lights, I'm seeing noon, and I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing that. Whether it's a reality or not, the sins over there, from the side of Allah, the connection is broken. And to reconnect is very easy. Now you might think, now so difficult, I know, it's very easy. Just make tawbah. As soon as you make tawbah, the connection is restored. Just make tawbah, even a moment of tawbah, even one night of tawbah, we don't know, most will come tonight also, make the tawbah, connection is restored. In this way, others say that eventually this leads to discarding these acts of virtue, then one has an aversion to them, then he doesn't come close, don't want to do amal also. And the person stays far away from the masjid, just because of one more sin, Allah will save us. Says then we just picture like how we have a super vacuum that does a solid job of cleaning, and how we clean the carpet. The dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a spiritual vacuum that in one day 100 times I'm cleaning the heart of man, vacuuming the heart of all the filth of the dirt, the snakes, the scorpions, the reptiles, all the things that are eating up my iman. They say la ilaha illallah. Vacuum everything out, illallah. Now you put a beautiful perfume, the fragrance, the udwana, and all the limbs also enjoy it. The mind, the heart enjoys it. The dhikr of Allah is mu'attir. It will make the heart full of fragrance, the eyes full of fragrance, and know, la ilaha illallah, which is all your perfume with it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أجلس من ذكرني. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا قوة إلا بالله.
والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ارحم الراحمين، يا اكرم الاكرمين، يا ذو القوه المتين، يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أهله. هو كريم رحيم الله، خليفاي وحاسر الله، خليفاي وعيد كريم رحيم الله، هو كريم رحيم الله. كيف سن يا باسي دين يا نعمة سن يا باندي دين يا رحمة يلا كيف سن يا توبة. هو كريم رحيم الله يلا وياسي وفقيمنس يا الله فأولا وكريم زم يلا فأولا وسر زم يلا يا الله تبيوس أبو عايز يا الله أو برايفت باتس أبو الله وحاس أبو ماين يا الله جرانس يا توحيد وكريم رحيم الله جرانس يا كونشسنس يا الله جرانس يا محبة يا الله يا الله جرانس سو مجر بيو فيوم يا الله that becomes a barrier between us and sinning. أو كريم رحيم الله جرانس يا محبة يا الله and the love for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله جرانس knowledge of every sunnah يا الله عمل upon every sunnah love for every sunnah except our health our wealth our time our resources and the خدمة الدين in the world. أو كريم رحيم الله أو ما يا الله give us فكر ما آخرة أو ما يا الله give us فكر concern of our qabr. Ya Allah, to stand before you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make our journey of life most mubarak and easy. But afiyat and salamat wa kareem wa rahim Allah. Give us good health and afiyat, our family members, our parents, our children, our spouses. Keep us in iman, keep us in your rahmat, keep us upon hidayat wa ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from kufr, from shirk, ya Allah. Save us from bid'at wa kareem wa rahim Allah. Oh my Allah. Give us so much of muhabbat for you. Ya Allah, we want to obey you, we love to obey you. We love to be your servants and your slave, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us Iman, Ya Allah. Give us Hazra full with Iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us in the khidmat of Deen. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.